Here's another one. This time it's a voice message from Cliona.
Hi, Derek and gang. My name is Cliona Kelleher. I'm in Banagher in County Offaly. We have a couple of polytunnels that my father had built many, many years ago. And we've them full of all sorts of bedding plants that we sell to local people. And we have a pair of robins who have taken a real fancy to our slug pellets that we have in under and around the base of the pots, because we've got a surge of slugs coming in at night because of the weather and trying to protect the plants. But the robins eat every single slug pellet every night. So when we go in the morning, there's not one slug pellet left to be found. And I just don't understand why they are so addicted to these little blue pellets. I think obviously the dangerous contents in them are gone now, but they're like bits of candy to them or what, I don't know. But they're really funny, and even when we don't put them out, they're sitting on the wheelbarrow looking at us, nearly coming up on our shoulders, wondering where their fix is going to come from. So we're just wondering, why are they so addicted and to these little blue pellets and bringing them back to the nest? Thanks very much. Happy birthday to you all. 30 years, and we've been listening to you for 30 years. So it's a real pleasure turning you on, listening to you all the time. So best of luck, and maybe you might have an answer for me. Thanks a million. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, Cliona, thank you very much indeed. You've been turning me on for 30 years. Oh, my goodness. I was wondering what it was, Niall.
Lovely to hear someone with that lovely Midlands accent.
Beautiful accent, actually.
Yeah. It's from Banagher. Bertha Charnant has an office in Banagher, so it's an area I know really well.
So what do you think is going on there? Blue slug pellets reminds me of something else. But at any rate, blue slug pellets? I've never seen a slug pellet. I've never used them. I'm not a gardener. I don't put out slug pellets. And I think I've only seen two slugs in 24 years.
Well, you're very lucky then, because my garden certainly has plenty of them. And blue slug pellets, yes, the majority of slug pellets are blue. Regardless of the brand and regardless of the chemicals that are in them, it's sort of the standard sort of practice or procedure, industry standard, let's say, to colour them blue with dye.
Why?
Ironically, it's to deter birds from eating them.
Oh, goodness.
So it's obviously not working.
So birds are not colourblind?
No, birds are the opposite of colourblind. Most birds have better colour vision than humans do, and very much so. And of course, they use that colour vision to find the right kind of food. So many of them are attuned to different shades of red. For example, lots of berries and fruits would be red. Many of them would eat different shades of green. They might look for vegetation, might look for caterpillars, things like that. What they don't tend to encounter too much in the wild is things that are bright blue.
Why not?
Well, if you think about
it, I have blue tits in my garden aisle.
Yes.
But well, I had. They're gone.
But you don't eat them.
No, I don't eat them. No. But they're blue.
Yeah, if you think about it, not too
There'll
many
be blue
national things.
Bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. They're blue.
Yeah, you had Vera Lynn on the programme there.
We did indeed. As well, well not the old, in spirit.
The only one did. The old wartime standards there. If you think about it though, there aren't that many bright blue things. So the idea is that birds won't think.
There's
oh, this
a blue
is
butterfly, the common blue.
Yeah, I'm not saying there are none, but okay. But it's less common in nature.
All right, go on,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like if you even think human foods, you don't see too many bright blue foods. Things like blueberries and all that, but they're purple. Anyway, that's the theory behind it, but obviously it doesn't work in this case.
Right,
so I have a big blue microphone right in front of me.
True,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So I won't eat it, I presume.
One, yeah.
In this case, obviously it's not working. And I think the robins, obviously there's something in those slug pellets that's very much to their liking. So I hope it's the right kind of slug pellet, because it's hard to tell. We don't know the brand in this case. Cliona didn't mention it. I hope it's not the ones that contain a chemical called metaldehyde, which is traditionally what slug pellets are made from, and it's very toxic to wildlife. It's not good at all for birds to eat that. There's another type of slug pellet, often sold as the more wildlife-friendly ones, sometimes organic ones they're called. They contain something called iron phosphate, which is an altogether more benign chemical. It has a bad effect on the internal organs of slugs, but it doesn't affect wildlife, including birds, to anything like the same degree. I'm not saying it's 100% safe, but it's far, far better than the metaldehyde. So presumably because these robins are hopping around the garden and are doing well, it's not the incredibly toxic one, because I don't think they would have survived it if they're eating them all every night. That's a lot of toxin. So hopefully it's the safe ones.
Well, I can confirm now that it is the latter, the safe one, and the birds are hopping around the garden, as you've heard. Would you put out slug pellets? That's the question.
I have been plagued with slugs in my garden, but no, I won't put them out because I know they can have an effect on wildlife. And it's something that I've just had to learn to live with. Now, unlike Lena and her family, I'm not selling plants commercially. So I understand there are different constraints there and needs must. I completely understand that. I've used copper strips sometimes in my garden to keep slugs away from plant pots. That sort of creates a little electrical charge that they're very sensitive to and they don't like it. And that's a very safe way to do it. However, it doesn't always work. It's not as effective as the pellets. It's
supposed to work for snails also.
It does, yes, because they leave that sort of mucousy slime trail behind them and that will conduct electricity. It's full of electrolytes and that's what they do.